The largest was the River Jordan.
越到了小的地方像水沟一样。
The narrowest part of the Jordan is like a
drain. 最大的地方也没不到一百公尺。
Biggest portion of the River Jordan is perhaps 100
meters. 流到死海里面去的时候,
when it moved to the Dead Sea,
相当大,
it was pretty big.
但还不能称为一个大河。
But really you can't say that it's a great river.
所以从大河那边来的希伯来人,
so a Hebrew that came from the big river,
当然不是指犹大河。
Of course, does not refer to the River Jordan.
什么河呢?
Which river was it?
是指幼发拉底同底格里斯两条大河。
It's referring to the river of Euphrates and Tigris.
幼发拉底和底格里斯河,
and Euphrates and Tigris,
就是创世纪第二章亚当的伊甸里面的四条河里面的两条。
It's the two of the rivers mentioned in the second chapter of the book of Genesis.
在创世纪第二章提到四条河,
there are four rivers mentioned there.
其中叫做巴拉大河,
there's the name of a Gihon.
还有这个那个是基逊。这个一共有四条，我要提的两条是巴拉大河，还有西几地河。
The first one is Hebrila, and also the second one.
那就是现在的 Euphrates and Tigris.
It's the river Euphrates and Great Tigris.
这两条河的中间的地带,
the region cornered by these two rivers,
伊甸园的地方,
is where the Garden of Eden was.
现在就是那个发神经的萨达姆·胡塞伊拉克的地方.
This is where Saddam Hussein is.
那么这两条河附近的地域,
the region around these two rivers,
地理学上叫做米索波达米亚.
It's called the Mesopotamian area.
米索波达米亚是个大平原。
And this is a big plain.
这个平原是什么重要性的?
What's the importance of this plain?
无论是考古学家,
no matter whether you are archaeologist,
历史学家,
or historian,
无论是文化学者,
or you are cultural,
都承认这是人类文明最早的摇篮发源地。
All of them believe that this is the cradle of the human culture,
the cradle of human civilization,
where civilization started.
在19世纪的时候,
in the 19th century,
新派的神学家,
a liberal theologian,
反对圣经许多的话语,
they denied many words of the Bible.
20世纪就显出自己的羞辱, 成为永远被人耻笑的题目了。
And by the 20th century, they became the disgrace for all time.
他们这么讲呢?
What did they say? They said that in the times of
David,
really there wasn't many good writings.
在亚伯兰的时代,
or in the times of Abraham,
还没有什么文字可以变成文学,
really there was no writing that can become literature. And all this very immature thinking was very popular in the 19th century. By the 20th century, archaeologists have found many important findings. They proved that everything that the Bible said was real. And all the liberal theologians were wrong. And today in the British Museum, you probably be able to see a piece of stone. And in Paris, you see another piece of stone. These are stones that are found very important in human
civilization.
One was found in Egypt.
One
was found in Babylon.
Hammurabi stone.
And this is called Hammurabi stone.
Rosetta stone.
And Rosetta from Egypt. I went to see these two stones myself.
Hammurabi 石碑的上面,
in the Hammurabi stone, the society, the things that happened in society was sculptured on the stone. And it got the rules and regulations for businessmen. It also talked about having justice as the basis of business. And that there should be law in, among human beings. Such a sophisticated thought process was existed in the times of Abraham or even earlier. So in the times of Abraham, certainly it was not a barbaric time. It was certainly a time of civilization. And it was sophisticated as well. Where did Abraham live? He lived in the land of Ur.
Was
it just a little desolated place?
不是的,
it was not
so.
Archaeologists in the 20th century discovered the culture at that time was so sophisticated. They even purer gold than we have today. So the methods we use to purify gold, if we can do 24K gold,
那么几千年前亚伯拉罕时代的乌尔给炼到可能24.5K出来了。
Maybe at that time they were able to do 24.5K. And so this is an insult to us. We are not that sophisticated. At that time, the Abraham at that place at that time, what kind of person was he? He was a person who was more ethical. He was famous. He was a person of faith. He was a person of stature. He probably was a courageous person. And he was rich. He had 318 servants. He had more servants than our political leaders. All the famous rich people around
us.
The archaeologists found out those people who were rich at that time, sometimes their house is so big they have more than 100 rooms.
While
those who are moderately rich had about 67. So when God called Abraham to leave his
life,
to leave the place, to leave his people, to leave his place, to go towards the place that I've directed you. When Abraham heard that, he said, yes, I'm submissive to your calling. This is the importance of the first verse. That God spoke to our forefathers. God is the God who speaks. And those who listen to him were not the jobless people or the people who got nothing better to do. But were people who are honored in the society, who were rich, who were of stature. And they were submissive to God. When Abraham left Ur, he left a sophisticated society. He was had great power. But he heard the calling of God. And he left. Where did he go? He did not know where God is leading him. And several hundred people moved together with him and they did not know where to go. Not only had he
paid,
he influenced a lot of people around him. Not only he influenced his followers, the Bible says, when he left, his father followed him. Today, many of us, when we are called by God, your father will not follow you but chase you out. When did Abraham listen to God? What age?
75.
So perhaps the father was like 100 over years old.
带着满身丰盛的身体跟他走。
And he took a lot of things and followed him.
离开乌尔那里去,
and left the place.
为什么这个老父要跟着小子走呢?
Why did the old father follow the young son?
因为他深知道孩子的上帝是说话的上帝，是小玉的上帝，是又真又活又存在又讲话的上帝。
Because he truly realized that the God his son is following is a real God, a God who speaks to him. Why did he honor the God that his son believed in? In the Jewish tradition, there is a particular thing that was mentioned. Because when they were young, the father worshipped all kinds of idols. And Abraham's father was a person who sold idols. So they had a lot of idols made of stone.
但是呢,
and And they used the idols as something that they made a living off. But Abraham did not accept any of such things. Idols is not God, and God is not an idol. And God is not material, and material
things
is not God. But idols are made of material things, so it's not God. When Abraham was young, he already had such pure faith. So one day when the father left his house, and ask him to take care of the house, I'm going to go out. When I come back, I hope that everything is fine and I will reward you. But after the father has left, Abraham had an idea. He just toppled all the ideas and all of them fell. And some head was broken, some broke in the middle, some broke the hand, some had broken legs, and all the mess. And he sat there waiting for his father to return. After the father returned, the son realized he'd gone bankrupt. Everything is gone. He was really angry. He asked Abraham, who broke all the idols? Who broke everything? Abraham said, when you were not here, they were quarreling among themselves. And they fought among themselves. And in the end, everything was in a mess. And everybody fell. So everything was in broken pieces. The father said, it's impossible. You are just lying. You are lying to me. Of course, Abraham was lying. But he was trying to tell the father something. The father said, how can a stone move? And they are all dead, how can they fight about
it?
Don't lie to me. So Abraham said, the stone that which cannot move cannot protect
us.
Surely a true God cannot be among them. And the father was very angry, but couldn't do anything. And he remembered this in his heart. If this Jewish tradition is real, so certainly the father has a tried this, he will still follow
him.
Because this is true faith. Dear brothers and sisters, do you know that this is the inheritance you have? This is the greatest faith of
God.
The God who spoke to men is the real and living God. Why is it that the church is as if we are all
dead?
Why do we have this seminar? So that we can re-establish our faith in God. So that our lively faith will be revived. Our God is the God who lives. Our God is a living God. Our God is a God who speaks. Why? Because he spoke to our forefathers. So this faith has been spread all the way down. Why would God want to speak to us? Because he created man who is able to listen to him. So he speaks to us. So if God created man who has a reasoning power, but did not give us the truth, what would we become? If God has created man who can listen to him, but refuses to speak to us, what would we listen to? What would we think about? If God is indeed the source of life, but does not tell us about the mystery of life, how could we live in this world? So the possibility of life within us, it comes from the Creator of life. The possibility of our reason, and the God of this reason gives us the truth. Because of our possibilities of
life,
so God gave us His Word. This type of God, this type of a faith, this type of a church, this type of a Christian is indeed the true Christian of the church. God of your ancient
times
spoke to us through the prophets of many
times.
This means that God speaks to us and tells us of His will. How did He do that?
多次的小意.
He did it through many times.
多方的小意.
In various ways.
古时, 上帝借着先知多方多次小意我们列祖.
In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets and many times in various ways.
单单这第一句,
just the very first verse,
蕴藏着伟大的系统,
contained within itself great system.
神不是假设出来的.
God is not a God of our supposition.
神不是想象出来的.
And God is not a product of our imagination.
神不是证明出来的.
God is not the product of our proof.
神不是推论出来的.
God is not the product of our reasoning.
神不是那个经验里面感觉出来的.
It is not the product of our experience.
神是超经验、超理性、超感觉、超自然的神。
And God is a God that transcends our thoughts, our experience, our nature.
超物质的，所以他是看不见的.
Because God is transmaterial, so we cannot see him.
看不见的，他是存在的灵。
And although he cannot be seen, he is an existing spirit.
他是灵，他是对人的历史说话的神。
And although he is a spirit, he speaks to us through history.
这个神跟所有的假神是不一样的。
And so he is different from all other false gods.
假神有物质，没有生命。
The false God has material life but not real life.
真神没有物质，是灵界的生命。
But a real God has no material being but is in the spirit.
假神是看得见的，却不能说话。
A false God can be seen but does not speak.
真神是看不见的，却向人说话。
The real God cannot be seen but he speaks.
假神是人造的，所以永远是低于人的。
A false God is created by man and so forever will be lower than man.
真神是按自己的形象造人的，所以引导人的。
But the real God created man in his image and so he guides us.
伟大的心
Such a great system of faith is established in this way. And many times in various ways. What does this mean? Firstly, it means that God is the initiator. He initiated. He is the one that told us. So God made the first move.
他的意志,他的自由,
by his will, by his own meaning, he was willing to give his revelation.
By his own will, his sovereignty, he initiatively revealed himself to man.
所以照着他的主权,他把自己启示给我们认识。没有自我启示的神,
自我启示出真理, 就没有人可以认识任何真理。
And we will never know of God if he does not reveal himself to us.
神是主动的神。
So God is active.
第二样,
Secondly,
这位神是真实的神,
this God is a real God.
多次的小意,
a God who used different times
是多人领受他的启示,
to speak to us so that more people will understand him.
这些继续不断重复做的事情去印证这位神是真实的神。
All these things that are repeated many times prove to us that this is a real God.
一个科学的方法,
that this is a scientific method.
你在试验室里面把它试验出来的时候,
when you have a scientific method and you put something,
第一次试验, 第二次试验, 第三次试验,
and you do many different experiments,
你可以得到相同的果效,
you get the same result.
你证明这是一件事实,
and you prove by the result.
神对人说话,
and when God speaks to man,
多方多次,
again he used many different
times.
And all forefathers had the same experience.
这不是偶然的, hallucination, illusion, or the imagination.
And this is not something that is random or illumination.
这不是人的妄想,
and this is not imagination.
这不是幻影,
and this is not something that is illusion. It's not something we imagine,
是真正发生的,
but something that is a historical fact. Because at many times in various ways, he spoke to our forefathers.
第三样,
thirdly,
这位神是智慧的神,
this God is a God of wisdom. Because he used different ways to reveal himself.
不同的智慧,丰盛的方式来启示人的神。
So he has many different types of wisdom to reveal himself to us.
第四样,
fourthly,
多方多次启示的神,
the God who revealed to us at many times in various ways,
是一个忍耐的神,
is a God of great patience. Time after time, he revealed himself to us.
一次再一次给我们明白他的心意,
time after time, he helped us remember and understand him.
他知道我们的有限性,
he understands our finiteness.
他知道我们不能领受太多,
he knows we cannot receive too much.
一次再一次继续不断地把他的真理启示给我们。
So at many times in various ways he gave of his truth to us. Sometimes we get sick of things that we keep listening to over and over again. Sometimes you say, I already know, please how come some of them keep repeating things that we already know? I have such a character. I get fed up with people who keep repeating things. But sometimes I think these people have great patience. They know that you already know, but they're reminding you again. I'm not very sure whether they have patience or they cannot remember things well. When I was in America, I saw a person. He's a person who was at the counter dealing with airplane tickets. When all the luggages come before him, he asked the person, anybody to help you? Are you going to take care of the baggage yourself?
Are you packing yourself? Somebody help you? You want to pack? No, I pack myself.
Second person, same question.
Did you pack it yourself?
Did somebody
help you?
有没有人帮你?
No, no. 后来轮到我的时候，我听他已经讲了，我讲了几十个了。
Since by the time you reach me, I've heard it like many times.
他照样问的。
So same questions.
Did you pack it yourself?
你有没有自己弄的？
Did somebody help you?
有没有人帮你？
我说 yes.
I said yes to everything.
那我就问他一句话。
Then I ask him.
Are you not boring of telling the same thing all the day?
你这样子不烦啊, 整天讲同样的东西。
How many thousand times are you talking this month about this?
一天你要讲几千次呢？
他说 I have to. Because this is my job.
这是我的工作。
这是很讨厌的工作，对不对？
This is a very boring job.
同样的。
You repeat the same thing.
如果讲同样的是, 上帝的道是很有趣味的, 我告诉你。
But if you repeat the word of God, it is of great interest.
那你想你自己pack吗? 你自己pack吗? 无论男女老少, 每天问到我有什么意思呢?
But there's no meaning in that type of questioning.
今天坐飞机来的时候,
and when I'm flying here,
我遇到同样的事情了。
I met the same thing.
You want tea or coffee?
你要不要茶还是咖啡？我说，我讲完了，我就问他说， and then I ask the same question.
Are you not getting tired of talking the same thing every day? You want tea or coffee?
昨天问同样的问题，你烦不烦？
他笑笑的说，
and the person smiled.
I have to.
这是我的工作。
This is my job.
我的工作就是这样子。所以同样讲，再讲，你讲的是你懂的。 So you, when you say and repeat things that you know,
你忍耐,
but you have great patience. You have great patience because you know that those who are listening to you did not really understand the message. This is a difficult thing. From 1961, I started my question and answer sessions for 38 and a half years. This is 1999.
到现在人家还问该隐的太太是谁？
By now people still ask the same question. Cain's wife, who is she?
现在已经世界末日了，他还问第二代的太太是谁？
The end of the world is coming. He's asking about the second generation.
那问题根本肤浅的不得了。
It's such a shallow question.
但有的人问的时候来势汹汹，好像一问基督教就倒台一样。
Some people are very aggressive. They think that their question will collapse their whole Christianity.
那问题的怎么答呢？
So when I answer the question,
先吞口水。
First, just swallow my saliva.
怜悯他。 不过是成徒,
and have mercy on the person,
忍耐他,
and be patient.
上帝启示他的道理,
and when God revealed His word to us,
多方多次,
He did it many times in various ways. And He was had great patience.
长久忍耐, 不轻易发怒的上帝,
and this is a God who was long suffering and did not anger easily.
不但如此,
not only that,
多方多次,
and many times in various ways He revealed His word to us. What does this tell us? Tells us that this God is a consistent God.
Consistent God.
贯彻始终。讲多次前后不对就麻烦来了。 If you speak in many different ways, but every time you cannot come
to a consistent approach. 从头讲的到最后讲的有一个连线在里面。
But there is a consistent theme towards everything that God has
spoken.
Because He is faithful. He is a God that never
changes.
So there are many times different ways. And God is a God that is consistent and unchanging. And many times various ways He spoke to the forefathers. also carries another meaning in that he is a God of eternity. He's a God that controls time. He's a God that continues to speak to us throughout history. He's a God who is ever living. A God who lives forever. He spoke to Abraham. And Abraham died. He did not die. So he can speak to Isaac. And after he died, he did not die. He can speak to Jacob. And after Jacob died, he did not die. He spoke to Moses. Moses died. He did not die. And he is speaking to you today. And so this God is an ever living God. And for a very long time, he will reveal his word to us. So we have all understood and summarized all these doctrines of God. What kind of methods did he use? Sometimes he spoke himself. Sometimes he spoke through men. So when we talk about the revelation of God, sometimes he spoke himself. Who's heard of God himself? When Adam was in the Garden of Eden, was there any prophets around? There, of course, there wasn't any. And God spoke to him directly. When Joshua saw a big person standing in front of him, and he took out his sword and wanted to fight, he asked, are you a friend? Or are you a foe? And the person replied, I'm not here to help you, or am I here to oppose you? This is a person
that's.
Who are you then?
我不来帮助你,
I did not come and help you.
你有没有搞错啊?
Then why would you?
你会信我,然后我做你的妇人啊?
Am I going to be
主啊,
a
friend?
Then immediately he said, Lord, you are all powerful, heal me.
全能少一能啊?
This is all powerful, but
one thing.
On the one hand, he's all powerful, but he's not me. So cannot be.
你信耶稣,
when you believe in Jesus, did you treat him as your servant? Jesus will come and help you. Jesus may not
be.
Are you here to oppose me? I'm not here to oppose you. Our thinking is very shallow. Our imagination is very narrow.
那你来做什么?
What are you doing here?
我不来帮助你,
I'm not here to help you. I'm not here to oppose you. I'm here to guide you. This is the God of revelation. He's the God who spoke to me. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Sometimes God speaks to us himself. The person who spoke to Joshua, is not a prophet. It's Jesus before his incarnation. When the three angels came to visit Abraham, two were standing at one side, and they went to save Lot. And one came before Abraham and spoke to Abraham. And the Bible says, Jehovah God, from Jehovah God, fire descended.
Jehovah descend the fire from Jehovah in heaven.
耶和华从耶和华那里降下火.
耶和华从天上的耶和华降下火来.
So Jehovah from Jehovah in heavens descended fire. What does that mean?
这一位自己就是神.
So this person himself is God.
他没有借着先知.
He did not use the prophets.
他自己说话.
He spoke himself. And this is Jesus Christ before his incarnation.
Theophany.
And this is called Theophany. And God appearing before man. What did the first verse of Hebrews say? He spoke through the prophets. The earliest prophets. The Bible recorded. Which one is the earliest prophet? Which one?
哪一个? Muhammad. 哎,不要睡觉,我问你啊, 圣经记载最早的先知是哪一个?
Who is the earliest prophet in the Bible?
哪一个? 啊,你们呢? 等下进天堂以前考试不及格,
you probably failed the entrance exam into the heaven.
在门前给你等50年, 你就麻烦,
you have to wait 50 years before you enter heaven.
哪一个?
Which one?
哪一个是最早的先知?
Who is the earliest prophet?
我相信可能 你们90%就考不及格。
I believe maybe 99% of you will not know the answer.
谁要回答?
Who wants to answer?
勇敢举手。
Be brave and courageous.
如果敢但是错了就很可惜了。
It's okay if you're wrong, too bad.
哪一个是最早的先知?
Who is the earliest prophet?
Abraham. 有没有更早?
Anyone earlier?
现在我给你定分了。 耶稣说, 在这城市流血, 不在耶路撒冷之外, 流血的事件, 从亚伯到撒加利亚, 所以亚伯是第一个被记载的先知。
So Jesus said that from Jesus Christ, the first prophet must be Abraham.
耶稣说,
Jesus said himself,
耶路撒冷流先知的血,
Jerusalem bleeds the blood of the prophets.
亚伯到撒加利亚,
from Abel all the way to Zechariah.
所以这个是第一次把亚伯和先知两个字连在一起。
So this is the first time the word is used for the prophet.
上帝借着先知讲话。
So God spoke to the through the prophets.
那就历世历代。
And this is true all the times.
多方多次。
In various ways.
够不够啊?
Is it enough?
不够。
It was not enough.
却在这末世借着他的儿子晓谕我们。
But in the end times, through his son, he spoke to us.
请你注意, 先知们讲的最后, 神的儿子自己来讲了。
So the prophet spoke all through the time, but in the last days, the Son of God himself spoke.
基督是神启示真理的最高峰。
So certainly Jesus Christ was the greatest of all revelation of God.
道成肉身的耶稣, 在他身上的言行是神要对人传讲的信息最完美最终极性的高峰。
Jesus Christ was the highest revelation of God. God incarnated his very act and his words.
旧约的预备,
and was prepared for
多方多次,
and his appearance was prepared all the time from the prophets. All of them pointed towards Jesus. The last prophet of the Old Testament. And was also the person who opened the New Testament. John the
Baptist.
Behold the servant of God. The Lamb of God. The one who takes away sin of the world. Why do we say that he's the last prophet of the Old Testament? Because his function was similar to Old Testament prophets.
为什么呢?
Why did he say
that?
Because he prepared the way for the Lord.
指向要来的基督.
He points towards the coming Christ.
为什么又说他是新约的先锋呢?
Why did we say that he is the opener of the New Testament?
耶稣出现的时候,
because when Jesus appeared,
新约时代的开始,
was the beginning of the New Testament.
是他先指出来的.
And so John the Baptist,
他那上帝的仆人, was the pioneer.
And say, look, the Lamb of God,
初期世人罪人,
the one who will remove all our sins. So the Old Testament pointed towards one person. And this person is not born of man. This person was given to us by God. He was God incarnated among us, Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. So Jesus said, when you see me,
不是看见我,
you are not looking at me,
看见差我来的上,
but you see the Father who sends me.
又说, 你们信我,
again he said, when you believe in me,
不是信我,
you are not believing in me,
是信差我来的上,
but you believe in the God who sends me.
在基督的身上,
so within Jesus Christ himself,
看见了最完美的神的形象,
we see the most perfect image of God.
在基督的这个对象里面,
in Jesus himself, your faith will reach its utmost. In the words of Christ, you will see the most complete message of God.
耶稣基督说,
Jesus Christ said,
我来了,
I come that they may have life. And so the revealed word of God, establishes itself physically in the physical body of Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Jesus Christ was the highest status of God who knows man. But let me ask you this question. Did the revelation of God end? Did it end? No. Yes. Yes or no? Did the revelation of God end?
多方多次小矣,
and many times in various ways.
最后神的不生子自己来,
in the last day, the Son of God himself came.
末后的日子,
in the last days,
儿子的小矣,
the revelation of the Son.
到了最高峰,
that was the highest status.
还有吗?
Are there anything after that?
你说如果没有,
if there's no more revelation,
那使徒讲的话,
and what about the words spoken by the apostles?
如果有的话,
if there is an end to the revelation,
那么耶稣怎么可以说是最高峰就结束?
How can you say Jesus is the climax of the revelation?
到底有没有呢?
So it, did the revelation
好,
end?
这个第一节就是启示论的,
so the first verse itself is about revelation.
我们也做一个很重要的深入的思想,
we want to think about this seriously.
神的启示有没有终极性的结束?
Is there an ending to the revelation of God?
有没有?
Is there one?
没有?
Yes, no.
所以每天还有, so,
every day God is continuing to speak to us.
那么我们的圣经到这里,
so our Bible is here.
1999再加两年,
1999 we add another two chapters.
2000再加三年,
2000 add another three chapters.
耶稣再来的时候变成3000面,
when Jesus come again, another 3000 pages.
是吗?
Is this the case?
是吗?
Is this the case?
又不是,
no.
所以你们这里很麻烦, 这样也不是, 那样也不是,
it's very troublesome. You can't make up your mind.
结束了没有?
Has it end?
启示结束了没有?
Has it ended?
啊? 结束了没有?
Has it ended?
Finished?
Completed? Is it completed?
Yes!
Yes, it is.
Definitely. Absolutely.
当然是这样,
所以我们不能接受那些灵恩派胡讲乱说,
so we cannot accept any doctrine.
上帝启示我,
that God revealed to me.
没有这个事情,
there's no such thing.
启示已经结束了,
the revelation has ended.
很多人说, 唐牧师为什么你一直在骂灵恩派, 一直反对灵恩派很老啊,
many people say, Reverend Tong, why do you always speak against the
charismatic?
We are very cold, but over there they are very warm.
我们这里很严格,
we are very solemn and they are full of love.
我不从那边看,
I do not look at this from this anger.
对神中心同真理的原则来看,
I want to look at this from the faithfulness to the word of God.
那些灵恩派的领袖, God told me, 神对我说, 每次他这么讲, 我就说, God forgive you.
All the time people say that God has revealed and direct revelation to them, God told them all kinds of things.
相信神的话有成全的日子,
the word of God has been completed.
你根据什么说这件事?
Why would I say that?
耶稣不是说你们要做比我更大的事吗?
Did Jesus not say you're going to accomplish greater things than I did?
所以你现在得到比耶稣更大的启示啊?
So does that mean that you have received greater revelation than Jesus did?
圣经告诉我,
the Bible tells us,
要为一次交付圣徒的真道建立争辩,
we must debate and defend the faith that has been given to us once and for all.
什么叫做一次交付圣徒?
What does once and for all means?
你说圣经明明说多方多次, 怎么变成一次?
But you just said that the Bible and many times in various ways, how can it be once?
一次是指已经成全整个神的启示,
when the Bible says once and for all, it talks about the completed revelation,
不能加的,
and something that cannot be faked,
不能妥协的,
something that cannot be compromised.
真正的忠于神的人, 都要很严肃地对待这个问题,
and those who are faithful to the word of God must look at this solemnly.
为什么说已经结束了?
Why did we say that revelation has ended?
关乎生命同金钱的一切事都已经交代给我们,
because the entire counsel with regard to life has already been given to us.
生命是, 金钱的事,
anything with relation to life and worshipping of God,
全本圣经已经结束,
the whole Bible has ended.
圣经是已经成全的启示,
the Bible is a completed revelation,
因为把天地怎么造成,
because it tells us how we are made,
人怎么堕落,
and how we have fallen,
基督怎么救赎,
and how Jesus Christ has saved us,
以后新天新地怎么来临, 都讲了,
and how the new heaven and earth is like.
还有谁可以加上任何东西?
Who else can add anything to this?
你说我没有加, 是圣灵感动我叫我加的,
you say I never add to it, it's just the Holy Spirit inspires me to add to it.
是不是? 圣灵讲2000年前讲的忘记几句, 特别再加几句给你,
can it be that the Holy Spirit forgot to add some chapters and so inspire you?
没有这个事,
there's no such thing.
已经结束了,
it has already ended.
那你说耶稣是最高峰,
then you say Jesus is the highest.
那使徒们,
what about the apostles?
请你注意下面的话,
remember, take note of the words below.
先知是领受基督的灵所预言的,
the prophets received the spirit of God of Christ and gave prophecy.
使徒是基督的灵所充满浇灌有解释已经成全的救恩,
Whereas the apostles explain the completed salvation by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
这些信徒们是主耶稣自己亲身布道。
And these apostles were called individually by Jesus Christ.
自己领受基督给他的启示。
And they received the inspiration by God.
这样旧约与新约就以先知与使徒为代表。
And so the Old Testament and the New Testament are represented respectively by the prophets and the apostles.
领受神的话。
And they received the word of God.
预言基督的来临。
To predict the coming of Christ.
基督真正来到以后,
and when Christ really came,
他成全了救恩,
and completed salvation,
用他的灵感动使徒解释已经成全,
His Spirit inspired the apostles.
这个整个前后贯彻始终齐全终极的真理就是这本圣经。
And so there's a consistent truth towards this entire system found in the Bible.
你一定要有这样启示论的认识。
And you must understand revelation in this way.
你的信仰就建立起来。
Then your faith will be established in the right foundation.
除此之外,
other than this,
没有神的话,
there is no other word of God.
神已经要把对我们讲的话都在圣经里讲了。
Everything that God wants to tell us, He already told us within His word.
这是基要的关键。
And this is a very important and critical point.
这里建立信仰。
And from here we establish our faith.
然后,
and then,
圣灵在每一个时代继续不断地关照我们。
In different times, different generations, the Holy Spirit will inspire us and enlighten us to enter into the already completed revelation.
教会,
the church,
信仰的根据,
the proof of our faith, the reference is to be found in the Word of God, the recorded to us in the Bible.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢上,
thanks be to God.
感谢上,
thanks be to God.
现在大家把第一件念,
let us remember and memorize the first verse.
我们读两次,
let us read it twice.
希伯来书第一章,
Hebrews chapter 1,
第一节,
verse 1.
上帝记在古时候,
spoke to our forefathers, to the prophets, and many times and in various ways.
就在这牧师,
but in the last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things. Let's read it again. In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times. But in his last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Please do not move. Let's read it once more.
上帝记载古时,
God spoke to our fathers through the prophets and many times in various ways. But in the last days, He has spoken to us by His Son. Let us memorize this.
不要偷看. 一, 二, 三.
In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets and many times through various ways. But in the final days, He spoke to us through His Son.
就在这末世借着他的儿子感谢上。
All other faith does not have such a concept.
希伯来书就这样开始了。
But the Hebrews, book of Hebrews started this way.
下个礼拜,
next week,
我们从启示论要讲到创造论和救赎论的问题。
We want to understand about salvation of man from revelation.
我们大家站起来。
Let us all rise.
我们为今天所领受的感谢上,
we want to give thanks to what we have received today.
我们为希伯来书感谢上,
we want to give thanks to God for the book of Hebrews.
为我们圣灵给我们的感动感谢上,
for the moving of the Holy Spirit and giving thanks.
为我们今天所得到的建造感谢上,
for the establishment we received today. So we give thanks.
有哪一个人就说主啊, 我感谢你。
How many of you want to say that God, I give you thanks? I truly am helped.
就在今天这个晚上,
this evening I'm helped.
你要感谢上,
你心里起手的感谢, please raise your hand.
感谢主,
thanks be to God.
得着建立, 你得着坚固, 你把手举起来, 还有哪一个?
Raise your hand if you have been established in your faith.
感谢上,
thanks be to God.
我们现在大家开声祷告,
let us all pray together.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
一同开声祷告,
and give thanks to Him as we pray.